Hello and good morning, listeners. Welcome to another edition of News on the Go here from Chennai. This is Ashwin, your host, bringing you a roundup of what's happening around the world. It's always good to know what's happening, isn't it? On the 16th of March, we have the Congress, which protested against the BJP's government formation in Goa and Manipur. There was literally a lashdown in the Rajya Sabha. Technical snags bring IAF chopper and Sukhoi fighter down in separate incidents. Donald Trump's latest travel ban takes effect. The Dutch voted for their next prime minister. And Tesla announced plans to raise more cash. First piece on the news is that Congress protests BJP government formation in Goa and Manipur. Proceedings of the Rajya Sabha were washed out on Wednesday as the Congress protested against the formation of BJP governments in both Goa and Manipur, even as the ruling party asserted that the democratic norms were followed. Raising the issue as soon as the House met for the day, the Congress members created ruckus and forced repeated adjournments by demanding sacking of the governors in the two states and installing of Congress governments there. Congress seemed to have gotten more seats, but BJP has allied and followed all the political norms to form majority there, which the Congress is a little disappointed about because they did not act in time. We'll see what happens. We'll know today, but most likely the scenario is going to be that BJP is going to form government. Both these states, yes, Goa and Manipur. They're already strong in UP. Technical snags bring IAF chopper and Sukhoi fighter down in separate incidents. Two aircrafts belonging to the Indian Air Force crashed in Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh on Wednesday, raising concerns over the competency of the country's aerial combat facilities. Aviation with the government should get a lot more investment. The safety is really doubtful. Donald Trump's latest travel ban takes effect. The US president's executive order bars citizens from six Muslim-majority countries from entering unless they have a pre-existing visa. So yes, this law is actually taking effect and it's legal now. Rather illegal for people from six countries to travel to the US. Second last piece on the news today is that the Dutch voted for the next prime minister. According to exit polls, incumbent Mark Rutte's centre-right party won 31 of 150 seats, with Geert Wilders tying two other parties with 19 seats each. Full results are expected tomorrow, though it may take months for a government to form coalition. Geert Wilders, by the way, who hasn't won enough number of seats, he was actually tipped to be the favourite. Highly opposed against Muslims, is actually referred to as the Dutch Donald Trump. Last piece on the news today is that Tesla announced plans to raise more cash. Elon Musk's electric car makers will issue $250 million in new shares and $750 million in convertible notes to fund production of its mass market Model 3. Musk himself will actually buy $25 million worth of stock. That was the last piece of the news for the 16th of March. You're listening to News on the Go and your host Ashwin signing off for the day. I'll see you tomorrow, and tomorrow is the best day of the week. Yes, it's Friday. In the meantime, I'm leaving you with Open Your Eyes by Sam Felt and Hook and Sling. Have a great day, guys. Thank you.